We're going to say together Psalm 111. So I'll say the first part of up to the colon, and then you come in with the yellow type. Okay. Oh, praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the company of the upright and among the congregation. The works of the Lord are great and studied by all who take delight in them. His deeds are majestic and glorious, and his righteousness stands forever. His marvelous acts have won him a name to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He gives food to those that fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He showed his people the power of his acts in giving them the heritage of the heathen. The works of his hands are faithful and just, and all his commandments are sure. They stand firm forever and ever. They are done in faithfulness and in truth. He sent redemption to his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy is his name and worthy to be feared. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and of good understanding are those that keep his commandments. His praise shall endure forever.
This reading is from Mark 1, verse 21 to 28. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Just then there was their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you got to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, throwing him into the convulsions and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. For the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I used to love going to my mum's work. My mother was the advertising editor of Church Scene newspaper. Now, some of you will remember Church Scene. It was the Anglican National newspaper. It was in circulation for many, many, many years, and then TMA took over in Melbourne. But Mum was the advertising editor, and I used to love going to her work, and at her desk she had a poster. And on that poster it said, "Nothing will happen today that Jesus and I can't handle together." I always liked that poster. It was very useful. It's very useful to Mum. After all, if you've ever been an editor in any sort of situation, and especially in a national newspaper, and especially when you're dealing with advertisers and cold calling people and saying, "Please, would you like to put an ad in my paper?" I think it's pretty hard work. So Mum had that there, and I loved it. It was stuck in my head, and was very useful to me because it reminded me of exactly what we see in our readings today. I've left my Bible over here. Here, Bible, come here. Come here. Come here. There's lots of things that happen in this world that we don't have any power over. Stuff happens. All sorts of things happen, and they're things that we don't necessarily see. Or sometimes we see them, and then we're not quite sure where they went. Have you ever lost the spider? Yeah, there it is in the corner, and then you come back with the spray and it's gone, and you know, where's it gone? And there's a spider in here somewhere. I'm not sure I want to be in this house anymore. Shall I burn it down? Anybody had that moment? If you're a spider person and you have trouble with it, that's fine. It might be a snake that if you lost it, you'd be worried about. All sorts of things that we have that are part of the world that happen because things happen. And we all have our little things that we're afraid of, don't we? The fact is that I have absolutely no power over that spider if I can't see it. And if I sit there waiting for a spider to come out, I'm going to spend my entire life doing this, aren't I? Absolutely. Fear. And the fear of not being able to control stuff. Sometimes it's not fear of the stuff. It's fear of not being able to control it if it happens. But the fact is, most things I have absolutely no control over, except me. I can choose my reactions. I can choose what I do in response to something. I used to be a person who would, even if there was a spider over there, right away from me, I would not be in this church. Sorry. Nope, you get rid of it, otherwise I'm not here. Now, I would definitely be here. In fact, I am pretty good with them now. Not completely, but pretty good. But the fact is, there is nothing that can happen in this world that Jesus and I can't handle together. Sometimes things are hidden. And in our reading today, Jesus comes into the synagogue, into the Jewish place of worship, and there is a man there, and from that man speaks something which the Bible calls an unclean spirit. In other places, it will use the term demon. And this speaks to Jesus, knows who he is. Now, nobody else there knows who he is. Nobody sat there and he's not walking around with a label saying, Jesus Christ, Son of God. It's not there. Other people don't know. It knows. But people may not have known that it was there. Sometimes we don't know that the thing that's driving the behavior of another person is something which is not supposed to be there. And it's afraid. Did you hear the words? Did you hear the words that this thing which is hidden says? It says, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. You're the Holy One of God. See, already the authority that Jesus carries is known by the thing which is unseen. Now, before we go any further, the elephant in the room I've just revealed. Okay, yes, they're real. Sorry for anybody who doesn't want to believe that because it's really hard to sit with because it's scary, but you know what? Bible says it, it's true. Okay? Word of God says it, it's true. That's my bottom line. The fact is that I've experienced and seen these things at work, so I know they are true by experience, but the Bible said it before I ever experienced it. Okay? But they're not behind every bush, and they're not behind everything that goes wrong, and not behind every person that does something weird and strange, and they're not necessarily the cause. But for this person, it was the cause of whatever was going on in their life, and there they were in the synagogue, and in comes Jesus. And he does not say, oh, sit down, darling, let me pray for you. Is this going to be okay? Oh, please, Lord. He didn't do any of that. He says, get out. In other places in the Bible, he effectively says, if you'll excuse the vernacular, shut up and get out. Because even over these things, which we can fear because you can't see them, which we can worry about because we don't know what they are, and we know that they have particular power and they're evil, he has full authority. This is cool. This is good. This means that I do not need to be afraid. It means I do not need to be afraid in any circumstance. Because if Jesus has authority over those things, he's got authority over everything else that we can see. Now, sometimes, even with all of that, we do fear the unseen because our minds decide that something's going to go wrong, don't they? So something happens and somebody says something and the power of suggestion is going to be there. I've got a little demonstration here. I have something here for the kids. You always like a bit of food, don't you? Cupcakes, bit of chocolate icing. Yeah. Anybody want to try a cupcake? They're gluten-free. They're gluten-free. You can try a cupcake and you can tell me what it tastes like. If you'd like, if you're game. Are you game? Oh, Michael, go for it, mate. Go for it and you can... It's stuck because the thing's got you. They were made in the microwave. I don't know how good they are. Go on, guys. Tell me what's in it. Have a big bite. Is it a cupcake and does it taste like it should? What are you tasting? Which one did they leave me? Oh, they left me the one I was hoping somebody else would get. What's inside? Is there something inside it? Ginger in that one? Ah, but you wouldn't have known that just from the outside, would you? What else have we got? Chocolate. Ah. So what's in that one, Grace? She's being careful. It's okay. That one won't get you. This one might. This is the only one. This is the only one that nobody picked up, and I was really hoping someone would take a big bite. You know what's in this one? I'm going to pull it apart. Vegemite. Gluten-free Vegemite. That one's got peanut butter in it. But the thing is, you can't tell until you bite into it, can you? And the world's like that. We can't always know until we start something. And sometimes the suggestion that Grace is very carefully licking because she wasn't sure what was in it because she suddenly realised that this might be a trick. And it was, except you didn't pick up the Vegemite one, for which you probably should be grateful. Although I actually had the Vegemite with one of them and it actually wasn't too bad. But then I like Vegemite. But the thing is, that's something that we get into. And then what happens, where is it? Over here. Then what happens is we start building it in our mind. So the what ifs get a hold of us and we start building it in our mind. And the thing is, it's all about something we can't see. Something that might be. And yeah, it might be. You know? It might be, because we don't have control. But if I sat here worrying about whether or not a bus is going to hit me when I walk out the door, I'd never go out a door, would I? And the fact is, even if a bus hits me, if I walk out that door and a bus mows me down today and it kills me, I ain't dead. I'm going, Jesus, I'm still alive. Thank you very much. Jesus is still Lord. Okay? Right, I've got a little thing here for you. It says, Jesus is Lord of everything I know and everything I don't. There's nothing Jesus and I can't handle together, so I thought you might like to make your own sign. And if you want to write or draw the things that you are worried about on there to remind you, maybe put it in the folder that we made the other week to remind us. So a little bit of something to work with. Unless you want to sit there and eat your cupcakes, they seem to be quite happy, that's good. No problem. This is not an examination. The thing is, we need our reminders, and I need my reminders, and that reminder on my mother's wall reminded me so often. Because I was working in nursing at that stage, and things didn't always go to plan, as they do. And I was working at Epworth, and when I was getting very, very sick, I got very sick. I got glandular fever and I got so sick I couldn't function. And they thought that I was just goofing off because we couldn't get any answers to the fact that I was feeling so sick. And I got hauled into the principal's office and told off. I was a student nurse. This is many, many years ago, and the people who were responsible for this have now gone to their rewards. So, But they thought that I was just goofing off because I was so sick. And I went to my mother's office and there's this thing sitting in front of me on the thing, and it reminded me, and I went, you know, I'm not feeling really well. And Mom took me home and she took me to the doctor. And finally, after 5 weeks of being so sick that I was struggling to get to work, struggling to do anything, and the last 4 days I'd basically sat at the nurse's desk staring into space, they realised I had glandular fever. And then I got so sick that I had to sit up to breathe because my throat had closed over. It was really bad. But you know what? There is nothing that Jesus and I can't handle together because he has authority. And when I was feeling afraid because I was having trouble breathing and swallowing and all those things, that is what I remembered. And that's what we've got to hold. This is what this is about. This is not about the demons and the unseen things and the nasties of the world. We can sit there and think about that. And I can tell you the demon stories, but you know what that does? It gets everybody interested in the demon, not Jesus. It's about him. It's about Jesus. The fact is, it doesn't matter what they get up to. It doesn't matter what anything like that gets up to. Jesus is equal and greater than everything this world can throw at us and everything that the enemy can throw at us. His power is absolute. And he says to us, if this thing comes up, he's already told us we have that authority, hasn't he? After the cross, he says, all authority has been given to me and I've given it to you. Basically, I am paraphrasing the Bible. The word authority is the word exousia. Exousia is not just authority, but it's permission. It's enablement. It's the power and the authority. So the word he uses is a word that isn't just about having authority, but about the permission to use that authority and the power to walk in that authority. That comes with the authority that Jesus has, the same authority he utilizes here, that he exercises here when this thing speaks to him out of this person. And notice he does not have a go at the person. Doesn't have a go at the person. Doesn't curse them. Doesn't throw them out of the synagogue. He throws out that which is within that he can see and we can't. And that person is then free. Same as when the disciples were on the road with Jesus and they wanted to curse the city. Do you remember when they were going along and the two disciples are there, the sons of thunder as he called them, and they wanted to curse this city because they didn't receive Jesus? Let's call down fire. What does Jesus say? No. No, 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 no. You bless, you do not curse. And it's the most powerful thing in the world to praise the Lord and bless the one who curses you. You know what happens when you do that? You turn it around. And because you're standing on God's ground, that which is coming against you doesn't have the same power anymore. It's not about the people. It's about the powers, the dominions, the other things. Right? Bless the person and send the curse back. If they curse you, send it back to them, but send it back as a blessing. Someone tells me, I hope you die. I bless them with long life and happiness. Why? Because that totally takes the power out of the curse. Because that's what Jesus does. What does he do to us? He says, I want you to have long life. I want you to have eternal life. I want you to be saved. I want you to be healed. I want you to be free. Those are the blessings Jesus wants to give us, and he wants us to be people who can bless others with those things, even if those people are coming against us. Christians have been in all sorts of places, in all sorts of trouble. And no, the trouble doesn't always avoid us. In fact, sometimes it finds us, doesn't it? It does happen. Think of people like Corrie Ten Boom and her sister Betsy sitting in a concentration camp. Now, if Christians were to be magically protected, that wouldn't happen, but that's not how it works. That's not what this is about. Within that place, They walked in the power and the authority and the love of Jesus Christ. And around them, God did miracles in the hearts and the minds of others. And even when they were in despair, and when Corrie had had enough of the fleas, and her sister said to her, "You need to give thanks in all circumstances and praise God." And Corrie said, "I'm not praising God for the fleas." Betsy said, "You have to, because the Bible says so." "All right then," says Corrie. "Thanks for the fleas, Lord." But later on, what happened? Finally, they found out. There was a reason. They used to sit there and they could sing. They could sing Christian songs. They could teach people about Jesus. They could pray out loud. Why could they do that in a place where that was something that was abhorred? Because of the fleas. The guards wouldn't come in. The fleas were not a curse. They were God's protection. Sometimes we forget to give thanks for the fleas. But sometimes the very thing which we see as a flea is actually what God is using right now to move a mountain in your life. Because God has the ability to change what we cannot, and because God sees what we do not see. Neither Corrie nor Betsy understood why those fleas were there, but God knew, and he made sure they were there, because then the guards would not come in and they would help other people receive the life that Jesus wants for every human being, no matter who they are. No matter what they've done, no matter where they've been. And after this, after all of that, what did Corrie do? Did she curse those German guards who eventually caused the death of her sister? No. She set up a rehabilitation place for them. So that they would learn that they were loved and that forgiveness is real. This is Jesus. This is the God who walks into a synagogue and deliberately walks into the one where he knows he's going to find that person and makes sure that they become free on the spot. And he is our God, and we walk in his authority, and we can stand against, but we stand against with grace, mercy, love, and power. And yes, if you resist, the enemy will flee. Sometimes what you're resisting is not the enemy, it's somebody's choice, and you won't necessarily get the same response if you tell the demon to get out, because it might not be there in the first place. Just be a little careful and discern and ask the Lord. People tend to take offense if you call the demon out of them. There's no one down there. Just, you know, just a hint. What is important is that we know who we are and whose we are. And if we can walk in this place, and if we can hold this, then even when the worst of things happen, Holy Spirit can give us the ability to turn blessing around and fire that back at them instead of curse, and speak to them what Jesus would have us speak. And if it is something which is something which is of that unseen realm, Holy Spirit knows that and can help us deal with it. But most of the time, it's just somebody who's making a bad choice. And it is important that we keep balance. And the best place to look is not at whatever's behind every bush and see what's there, but to look at the face of Jesus Christ, because that is the only place he asks us to look. Look my face, he says. Look to Jesus. Look to him and he'll sort it out, because there is nothing that he and I can't handle together. I'm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the company of the upright in the congregation, great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of honor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has gained renown by his wonderful deeds. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He is ever mindful of his covenant. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. And you and I have that privilege.